If you have your Bible this morning, we're in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 10. Zechariah chapter number 10, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of let rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grace in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity, and diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. Out of him came forth the corner, and out of him the nail. Out of him the battle bow. Out of him every oppressor together. And they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle, and they shall fight, because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be confounded. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their hearts shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. I will bring them again as out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and he shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord." I want to look at this morning. God be our help for just a little while. Zechariah chapter number 10. And I want to preach, Brother Charles, for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought: a faithful shepherd. A faithful shepherd. As we see this thing playing out, and we see that the world is in a time of trouble. Trouble is upon them. Trouble is upon the nation of Israel. Trouble is upon Judah and Joseph and Ephraim and God. Lord, as they scattered about, and the world is just pushing them down. Oppression is everywhere. Seems like that God's people are being held in captivity. They're being held down. Nobody wants to hear from them. Nobody wants to know anything that they've got to say. And Zechariah, the prophet, he tells us here in chapter number 10, verse number 1, he said, "Ask ye the Lord rain." And now what he's saying here, what Zechariah is telling us, he said, "Youngins, if you need anything from God," he said, "you need to ask him." I don't know why we're living in a day and an hour. Now you listen to me. Why in a day, we're living in a day and an hour, and we think that we can't ask God for something knowing that he hears and answers prayer. Did you hear what I said? He hears and answers prayers. You say, "Well, preacher, I just don't know if I would ask God for anything." Oh, why not? He's your heavenly Father, and he owns it all, praise God. And if you need something, amen, go to your Father and ask him, praise God, so he can deliver to you the goods that you need. Amen. I'm glad he owns it. Hey, he owns the cattle of a thousand hills. He owns the hills they roam upon. He owns everything, praise God. So we can come to him today, asking him, but believing that we might receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. But he says, "Ask you the Lord in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grace in the field." So what he's talking about here, he said, is that, praise God, that the Lord is able, if we'll ask him, he'll be able to take those wastes, the howling wilderness that Moses told us about of Judea. He can send a rain, praise God, and make them blossom like a rose. Amen. He said, "Hey, take that barren place in your life, that desert place of your life, praise God. God can water it through his grace and his mercy and his spirit, praise God, and make it blossom like a rose." You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I'm talking about taking all that ugliness and make it pretty, praise God, for his glory. Amen. Hey, listen, that's what he's doing to us, Brother Chris. He's just taking us, amen, just an old, the ugliness, praise God, of this world. I'm not saying you're ugly. Amen. Amen. I'm just saying the ugliness, praise God, it's all around us, Lord God, and he can take and touch it and make it look all right. Amen. That person that we are, that inward man, the people that we are, praise God, he can touch us and we begin to blossom, we begin to grow, we begin to nourish, we begin to, be filled with his spirit, praise God, so that we can prosper this world for his glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all about him. Amen. It's all about him. It's all about God Almighty. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. Praise God. But we see it, people in trouble. But we see God pouring out that latter rain. Now, what talks about that, that'll make the desert, the Judean desert, to blossom. But praise God, they see a pouring out of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. It takes the Spirit of God to get a hold of the spirit of man, praise God. And they can be combined into one, Lord God, so we can shout and praise and give him glory for what he wants to do in our hearts, for the preparation that he's making in us, amen, for his glory. We're not that people we used to be, but we're not the person that we're going to be. Amen. I'm glad God's still working on me. I'm glad, like the song, the little children, God's still working on me. Praise God. Every day, praise the Lord, God's still working on me. I'm glad he helps me, praise the Lord, to run over on me at somebody else so he can begin to work on them too. And he'll work on me a little, and he'll work on them a little, and he'll work on you a little. And praise God, you have those people that's in trouble, those people that have need. Praise God, they begin to get encouraged. They begin to get strengthened. They begin to get power down inside their soul. I want to say, hey, listen, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Trouble may come, but glory to God, I'm glad he's able to overcome all your troubles. Amen. Praise God, he overcome this world. He overcome the cross. Praise God, he overcome the grave. Amen. That he might be glorified and glorified in you and me. Amen. But the Bible tells us they was in trouble. They needed some help. He said, the idols have spoken vanity. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of things this world, the idols of this world, the things that we chase after, the things that we look to in this world, it's just vanity. The old preacher said it was a vexation of spirit. Amen. Said it's not of nothing, of any consequence. But he said, praise God. He said, they're just speaking vanity words and things and giving us a reflection of something that doesn't even matter. Amen. God's trying to get our attention, youngins. Amen. The dispensation of grace is almost over. It's about time. It's about, praise God, it's about supper time. It's about going home 30. Amen. We need to be getting ready because God's doing something mighty. Amen. In this land, God's a touching in our hearts. He's trying to get our attention. He's about shut the whole nation down. Amen. He's got the ball games and the race cars and everything else. Amen. He's done put them on the sideline. That vanity, praise God, the idols that we have, the things that we put out there. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got none. Is there anything that you put before God? Amen. Anything that we put before God is an idol. And he said it's vanity. He said it ain't worth nothing. It don't amount to nothing. It don't count for nothing. It's not worth anything. Amen. You say, well, preacher, but I like it. That's okay. It's okay to like things. But praise God, he said, we can't allow it to be an idol and put it before God. There's somebody watching us. Amen. He said, these idols, praise God. He said, their idols are just vanity. They never mind. In other words, what he's saying here is it won't help nobody. Amen. Praise God. He said, it won't help nobody. He said, there's not only idols. He said, but there's diviners that see a lie. Amen. He said, and that have told false dreams, and they comfort in vain. I said, so what he's telling us here, he said, he's not a true shepherd in the bunch. He said, there's nobody that'll tell you the truth. Amen. We're living day and hour. People don't want the truth. Amen. They don't want the truth. They want you to tell them a lie. Bible said, last day, Brother Charles read in Sunday school class, they'll believe a lie and be damned. They'd rather believe a lie than you, for you telling the truth. Amen. Praise God, I like the truth, don't you? Amen. I like somebody to tell me the truth. I want somebody straight up with me. Amen. If I got hairs out of place, I ain't got much, but I got them out of place. Somebody said, hey, you need to comb your hair. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want somebody to tell me the truth so I can make it right. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to go around wrong. Hello? I want to go around right, praise God, according to God. Godliness, not worldliness. But he said, they listened and said, what? You said the reason is in so much trouble they didn't have a shepherd. Nobody would lead them. Nobody would give them direction. Nobody would tell them the truth. He said they had these diviners and they was divining lies. They was telling them lies. They was telling them things that make them feel good about themselves. But they didn't tell them things that help them get right with God. Amen. I want somebody to tell me something to help me get right with God. I want somebody, hey, listen, if I'm going to go to church and I'm going to take time to go worship Him, praise God, I want to worship in spirit and truth. I want the Holy Spirit to speak to my heart during the singing. I want the Holy Ghost to get me prepared to take the Word of God and apply it to my heart. Amen. I think, you know what happens? Because the idols and because of the idols and because of the people that's been telling us so much stuff all week long, we come to the house of God and we're not willing to listen. Amen. We're here, but we don't hear. Hello? And it goes in one ear and comes out the other, praise God. And sometimes if we ain't covered, we go out just like we come in. I never want to go to the house of God and leave the same way I come. Amen. I want to take the Word of God, apply it to my heart. Amen. If there's anything God showed me, praise God, I want to go out here making it right. I want to ask God to forgive me, praise God. Help me to make me stronger, whatever I need. Praise the Lord. And I might give Him glory and praise. But he said they was a people, they was in trouble because they was without a shepherd. There was a whole lot of false instruction there, but they was no shepherd. He said, therefore they went their way as a flock. You know what happens? We go our way, we struggle, we stray, praise God, without the Word of God. Hey, people tell me, I had a person tell me just last Saturday, not yesterday, but last Saturday, said, you know what, I'd do okay without church. I won't say you won't do okay without church. The old devil will sideswipe you and he'll get you discouraged, and there won't be nobody there to encourage you. See, we come to the house of God. The Bible says, especially in the last days, not to fail to assemble ourselves together, because some is, because we'll need encouragement from one another. Amen? Well, we're living in a time of trouble. We're living in a time of indecisiveness that we've never had before. And God knew that we'd need each other to encourage each other, to help each other, to get us through this, to get us to heaven, praise God, so we can all march in shouting and praising God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way He designed it to be. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if that'll work. That will work. That's the only thing that'll work. Amen. When we trust the Lord. When we allow the shepherd to shepherd our hearts. He said they were in trouble. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Amen. There was nobody to lead them. There's nobody to show them. There's nobody to love on them. Amen. We're living in a world today. There's a lot of places all over this world that's claiming to be churches, claiming to be places of worship, but there's no truth in them. I'm going to say places like that, the shepherd don't love them. Amen. If I begin to tell you things to make you feel warm and fuzzy and I don't tell you the truth so you can get help from God and encourage and strengthen the Lord, praise God. I don't love you. But I love you, praise God. I'm going to tell you the truth from what God says, what thus says the Word of God, so that we can be hoping in these last days we live, have strength, have power, praise God, to stay in the fight. Amen. There's a lot of people that's dropping out. I want to say, praise God, Peter said there's nowhere to go back to. There's nothing. He said, thou hast the words of eternal life, praise God. Only thing we got is God. Amen. Praise God. Press on, press forward for the glory of God. So he said we needed a shepherd to take care of the flock. Amen. Praise God. He said, my anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock. Ain't you glad, praise God, we got a faithful shepherd? Amen. These fly-by-night shepherds all over this country. Hey, listen, it's easy when the things is going, when you're having mountaintop experience, it's easy to stay the fight, it's easy to stay the course, it's easy not to give up. When you're in a shout, praise God. But I want to say when the things get tough, when the valleys come, when the darkness comes, when things begin to beset us, praise God, it's a whole lot harder to stay in the fight then. But I want to say, praise God, when you got a faithful shepherd, when you got somebody that'll come alongside you and say, listen, it's going to be all right. child. I don't worry about it. Don't fret over it. I know what's going on. I know what's happening in your life. I know what you need. Amen. Glory be to God. And I promise not to leave you nor forsake you. I'll be there with you, praise God. Just like the three Hebrew children when they was in the fire, praise God. Jesus Christ was there with them. The king looked down there. He said, did we not cast three men abound into the fire and the furnace? And they said, yea, Lord. He said, well, I see three men loose and are walking around. Four men loose. And said, the fourth one is like the Son of God. Amen. I will say, when you're in trouble, amen, you need a faithful shepherd that'll be there with you. And he'll take you through the fire. I said, he'll take you through the fire. And he'll bring you out shouting on the other side. Amen. Amen. What a Savior we got. We have a faithful shepherd. He'll be there with us, amen. We have someone that's promised to take care of the flock. I had somebody tell me one time, said, well, preacher, you know, it's just, we're just a few. You know, there's not a whole lot we can do because we're just a few. I want to tell you something, young. Listen to me. This little church has moved mountains, mountains of hardship, mountains of discouragement, amen, mountains of depression, because of a God that we serve, and He's here in this place, and He helps us every time we show up. He's here with us, and He says, hey, listen, don't be discouraged, don't be downhearted, pray God, just look up, and lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Pray God, He is that shepherd. Amen, that'll lead the flock. He is that one, praise God, that'll bring us through. He is that blessed promise, praise God. Amen. And He will, no matter where, how many times we go through the valley, praise God, He'll be in the valley with us. Amen. I can't ever get over, I've told you time and time again, I don't ever see anywhere where He come out of the fire. Him three Hebrew children, they come out of the fire, but praise God, He's still in there. I pray God, I believe it's because we serve a love and a Lord and a shepherd who loves us, praise the Lord. And He said, you boys go on. He said, if there's anybody else got in the fire, if there's anybody else in difficulties, He said, I'm going to wait right here. I pray God, I'm going to meet them. Hell glory. He said, I'm going to meet them when they come in. I'm going to escort them through and I'm going to bring them out on the other side. I'm going to show them that I love them and I care for them. I'm going to give them peace that passes all understanding, or where they can come with assurance, amen, and everything going to be okay. Amen. You say, preacher, what is that? That's faith. Amen. Faith that takes them obstacles out of the way. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's faith in that Lord that will return one day and take us to be with Him. Amen. He told them that they would be their shepherd. Praise God. He's all punished to go. He said, for the Lord, verse number 3, He said, for the Lord of hosts hath visited His flock. Amen. Ain't you glad He claims you? I said, ain't you glad He claims you this morning? Praise God, He claims you as His. Praise the Lord. Hey, they ain't no better than having a Lord of heaven, praise God, has all power in heaven and earth that claims you and I. Amen. To minister to us and through us. Bless His holy name. He said, Lord of hosts hath visited His flock. The house of Judah hath made them. Praise God. Now listen, the Lord's going to return. The Lord will return. Praise God. He promised He would. Brother Charles was teaching some on this morning. Amen. He said, the Lord said, I must go away, but He said, I'll send you a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And when He comes, He'll console you. He'll help you. He'll encourage you. Praise God. He'll teach you and instruct you in those things that are right. Ain't you glad for that this morning? Praise God that you can know that there's a God loves you enough to instruct you that you might have the encouragement to bring you through. Praise God. Shouting and praising God for victory is already achieved. You say, well, preacher, how could it be achieved? We ain't got there yet. Praise God. Jesus did. Amen. He came out victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Our biggest obstacles is that. Death in the grave, amen. But praise God, that's nothing, Lord Jesus Christ. That's just a promotion place. Amen. Victory, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's where we come out of shouting and praising Him. Amen. The last breath we take here, praise the Lord, the next one we'll take will be in glory. I'm glad I ain't part of that bunch that believes you got to go and sleep in the grave till Jesus comes. Amen. That soul sleep crowd. Amen. Let's, this old body, this old temple is going back to the dust from which it come. But praise God, my soul, my spirit's going to be going, Ecclesiastes 12:7, going to go back to God who gave it. Amen. I'm going out of here, praise the Lord, in a little while. Amen. I think about these folks that went out of here, you know, all of a sudden with massive heart attacks, just boom, all of a sudden and just gone. Amen. They were here 1 minute and gone the next. Where'd they go? They went to heaven if they're saved. Amen. They went to be with the Lord. And boy, what a trip that was. In a moment, a twinkle of an eye, you can be changed. Boy, we bet we need to be vigilant, shouldn't we? We need to be concerned about our own lives and where we're at. Because this world is in trouble. People's in trouble. But things around us is troublesome. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. There's a shepherd, a chief shepherd. That's a shepherd of our soul, praise God. That's a watching over you and I. Amen. Getting us ready. Take us home one day in just a few minutes. Amen. The Lord will return. Praise God. But he said he would be, till then, he said he would be the shepherd of our soul. Not a shepherd. Amen. The Lord's not going to be a shepherd. He's going to be the shepherd of your life. Amen. He's not going to be a shepherd for you, but he's going to be the chief shepherd of your life. The one that'll instruct you and show you, praise God, that'll lead and guide, direct you, amen, and instruct you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. He'll rescue his people. That's what he tells us in verse 4. He said, out of him came forth the corner, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him every oppressor together. And I say, he said, hey, who is he? He said, out of Judah would come the Lord Jesus Christ. He would come out of that little nation. And he'd come out, praise God, as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise God. He'd come out, amen, to rescue us, praise the Lord, with the power and the might of an awesome and a holy God. Praise his holy name. Aren't you glad he's on your side? Now he's talking about the future here. What the future holds, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, how's your future look today? You know, preacher, my future looks pretty bleak. Amen. Not if you're a child of God. Praise God. Hey, listen, if you're a child of God, whatever happens to you here, this is as bad as it gets. You say, well, preacher, that's pretty bad. Yeah, but praise God, it could be worse. Every time I look around, I see people that's bad off, and then I look around, I see somebody that's worse off than they are. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad if we've got a God, and if we've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of Lord Jesus Christ through faith. Amen. We've got a blessed hope. This is as bad as it gets, Lord. One day in a little while, we're going to step out on the other side, on the other shore, shouting and appraising, giving God glory all the throughout eternity, world without end. Get on that good morning side. Amen. Good morning. Brother Ralph's been practicing that for a while. Every time you talk to him, he says, good morning. And it don't matter if you call him 11 o'clock at night, he'll say, good morning. Amen. He said he's practicing for when he gets home. Amen. We ought to all be practicing for when we get home, that good morning. And it'll be good morning forever. We'll leave behind all the heartache, all the sorrow, all the sickness, and the death, and the pain, and the crying, and the agony. And we'll go be with the Lord, praise God. He said, I'll be a faithful shepherd to you. He said, I'll make sure you make the crossing well. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to make the crossing well. I want to get on the other side shouting the praises. But he's talking about a future here that he has for us. Amen. He goes on in verse number 5, talking about now, we're talking about this faithful shepherd. And he said, they shall be as mighty men. He's talking about those that the Lord is leading. Those that the Lord is directing. Amen. Those that have been oppressed and beat down and bogged down and troubled throughout their whole lives. But he said, hey, listen, the ones that God directed, he said, they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be confounded. He said, listen, they may come out as a host against you. The devil may try to assail you with everything he's got. He said, just remember who the chief shepherd is, and just keep marching on with him, praise God, because he'll go before us and he'll make a way. Amen. Praise his holy name. He'll rescue the people. That's what he come to do. Jesus come to seek and to save that was lost. Save him for himself. Hey, man, he said it's going to wax worse in the end. He said the beast and the false prophet's going to come up. Charles talked about this morning. He said, but there's going to be a battle. Praise God. But you're going to say, forever battle there is the fight. There's a shepherd. There's a chief shepherd there with the rod and the staff. Praise God. And he's there to help you to get through it. Amen. You believe that this morning? Amen. Do you believe it this morning? Praise God. He's a God and he's a heavenly Father. Praise God. He's Lord Jesus Christ to help us through these battles. Amen. He said these battles coming in the days ahead. He said, talks about the beast and the false prophets and all that that's going to take place. He tells us in Revelation chapter 16. Amen. Kind of goes on what Brother Charles was talking about this morning. Revelation chapter 16 verse number 14. He said, for they are the spirits of devils working. He's talking about these unclean spirits that come out. He said, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Amen. He said, there's a battle coming. Hey, we fight these little scrimmages every day, but I want to say, listen to me this morning, church. God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God, He'll fight those battles with you. He'll fight those battles for you if we'll just give Him the priority in our lives. Praise God. He will have victory. The Bible says in verse 15, Revelation 16, said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Amen. He said, listen, said there's a battle coming. There's a battle of brewing. There's a battle getting ready to happen. Did you notice what took place this week? Our president negotiated a peace treaty between the EU and the EOU, whatever that's called, and the nation of Israel. Over 25 years, they've been trying to do it. Nobody was able to accomplish it. Amen. Hey, listen, he didn't have to give away nothing that belonged to God. Praise God. God just began to set this thing up. He's beginning to use the little nation, the United States, that J-E-R, in the midst of Jerusalem, J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. He's using a little USA, the middle of Jerusalem, praise God, to set this thing up for the end when God Almighty will step out and he said, I've had enough. Hey, man, I'm going to come get my people. They've been through too much stuff. They've too much heartache. There's too much happening down there. He said, I'm going to call them out unto myself. I'm going to step out with a shout and a trump and I come up hither. I'm going to take them out of here to be with me. A battle's a waging. But God Almighty said, I'll fight that battle for you. He says in Revelation chapter 19, amen, verse 11, he said, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called what? Faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Verse 17, he said, I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and all their armies, and amen, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Who's his army? Me and you. Amen. Praise God. We're coming back with him. Praise his holy name. We're going to get to see him doing his business once and for all. He said a beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. He said, there's a God of heaven, praise God, has the power to, praise God, to win the victory. Amen. The battle's already been won. Amen. Glory to God. The battle was won on Calvary for you and I. That'll trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, you'll just jump up and say, victory, victory. Victory's mine, praise God. Because Jesus Christ done died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Paid for it, praise God. It's paid in full. Amen. But he said the great shepherd, the faithful shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said he come to rescue the people. Amen. Not only did he come to rescue the people, but he come to strengthen the people. And in verse 3, he said, the nation of Israel said, verse 3, he said, hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. Amen. A war horse took a little flock of sheep and made them into mighty, he said, they'd be his war horses. Amen. I thought that's a pretty good significance. From a little old docile sheep to a great and mighty war horse. That's trained not to be afraid of anything, trained to charge into battle unreservedly. Now, little old sheep ain't like that. I remember years ago, I worked for Wheeler Construction, and it was kind of rainy that week, so he had us go down there and work on the farm. And we was working in the barn and stuff. Well, he had a little lamb, I imagine, and it's pretty good size, and that thing was nothing but a big old pet, and you couldn't do nothing with it. Every time you turned around, it was right there wanting attention. I mean, you couldn't show, you couldn't do nothing because of that lamb and that sheep. And so we took it, so his son got it, took it up there in the horse trailer, cow trailer, and he took that thing up there and picked it up and set it down. You know them things has got a cutoff button? The God's designed them so that you set them on their little stubby tail and set them down there and said they'll sit right there. I mean, they don't move. And he picked that thing up, shifted it, and set it on its little tail. And that thing sat there, I guess, for an hour in that trailer. We went about our business. And finally, it kind of got the wiggling a little bit, and it come on back down there. Amen? And that's how we are. We're just sheep. We're docile. Amen? God ought to put a cutoff button, some of us, so we'll know when to stop. Amen? And we just put our faith and trust in Him. But praise God, he said, he takes something that's docile, that's got a cutoff button, and he turns it into a mighty steed, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Hey, you know what we're going to do is a seat of the mighty horse of God. Amen. We're going to just take the banner, praise God, and charge on. Amen. Why? Because we got the faithful servant that's leading the way. I mean, he's showing us the way that we need to go. You say, well, preacher, I just ain't very strong. Praise God, if we'll get talking to God, He'll give us strength. Amen. I see in the Word of God here, God begins to speak to us. In verse 6, He said, I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. Now watch that. Have you ever backslid against God? Hello? I want you to raise your hand, but just think, have you ever got in there and really got to worshiping and working for the Lord, amen, and all of a sudden just backed off and kind of let down your guard and kind of went off in your own direction? That's why we have to be real careful, because the devil will sidetrack us, amen. But I want to say the work that we do for the Lord, it's very important. Our worship and our praising God together, that's important. Don't let the devil distract you from it, praise God. Because God said, He said, that those that have been cast off, praise God, He'll draw them back to Himself. Ain't you glad God still does that? Amen. Don't even when you forget Him, when you desert Him, praise God, He don't desert you. He continues to work on you and woo you and try to bring you back to Himself. And God Almighty is telling Him here, as the faithful shepherd, He said, I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. He said, for I am the Lord their God and will hear them. So what makes a difference in our life? What made difference in the nation of Israel? And when God, they began to speak to God. They began to cry out to God. They began to call out to God, and God heard them. Amen. You know what will make a difference in our life? When we begin to talk to God. Amen. When we begin to cry out to Him, begin to take to Him our prayers, our supplications, and say, Lord, we need some help. There's never been a time like today that we need the help of the Lord. The devil is out to deceive and divide this nation. Amen? Amen? He's out to deceive and divide. He's out to deceive and divide the family. He's out to deceive and divide the church. He's out to deceive and divide our nation. We can't let him do that. We have to trust the Lord, praise God, and be that light and that salt in this world, praise God, that folks can see Christ in us. We're supposed to be those that gather in. See, that's how the nation of Israel was designed to bring this whole world to God. Amen. When they took her eyes and her focus off God the Father, amen, they begin to let down God. It happens the same way with us. But we've got a faithful servant, praise God, He said would come to us, He'd help us, He'd guide us and direct us, and show us the way we need to go. All we got to be is like sheep just following God. And he said he would strengthen us and give us the power. But he said, in order to get that power, we need to pray and talk. And when God hears from us, amen, he pours out his blessing. He pours out his strength. And when we don't have it, he gives it to us. Have you ever felt real weak? I mean, spiritually. Felt real weak? And you get to calling out the Lord, you get to talking to the Lord, and all of a sudden it's like he's a new vibrance down in you. Amen. He's a power that comes into you, praise God, you never had before. Or you had it and it kind of slipped away. But God Almighty, when we speak to Him, He hears us and He pours out of Himself the power that He has. Amen. So we can get closer to the power source. So we can hear. He said He heard them. He said, I will hear them. He'll hear you too. If we'll just talk to Him, if we'll call out to Him, praise God. He said He'd do it not only strengthen them, but He said I'll establish them in peace. I was telling you a story about what's happened this week, and they said that they've got a peace treaty between these people and begin the nation of Israel. Now, will it be a true peace? Who knows? There'll never be a true peace in the Middle East because you still got Iran. In most of the world, except for the United States, yesterday voted to allow Iran to begin to accumulate weapons. They begin to accumulate weapons from China and from Russia, begin to accumulate weapons into their arsenal. And the whole world, half of our allies just decided not to vote at all. America was the only country, only nation that stood up and said, no, we cannot allow them to do that. But you know what? This is all playing right into the last days, the last times. We're seeing it. It's fulfilled. What do we do, preacher? We just trust in our shepherd, praise God. A faithful shepherd has promised. He said he'd send us peace. Verse 9, he said, I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in a far country, in far countries. They shall live with their children and turn again. You know what needs to happen in the United States of America? We need to live in harmony with our families, and we need to turn again. Amen? We need to turn again to the Lord. We need to turn to Him. I mean, a hard about face. 180. Amen? I think a whole lot of folks is following the Lord, but we deviate just a little bit from here and there from the things, the idols and things. We need to turn 180, praise God, like we do from sin, and follow God. The Lord said when He come back, would He find faith? Would He find faith? I wonder if He'd find faith in America today. I'm not talking about faithful people. I know there's some faithful people, ace folks that love the Lord and looking for His appearing. But would He find the United States as a faithful observer of God Almighty and His laws? Amen. What He says is right and what He says is wrong. Amen. We need to know whose side we're on. But He said that He would turn them again. He said, I'll bring them again also out of the land of Egypt. Now, Egypt is the type of the world, right? Amen. Egypt is the type of the world. He said, I'll bring them again. So in other words, they were out and they got in. And He brought them out and they got in. But He said, I'll bring them out of Egypt. He said, I'll bring them out of the world. You know what needs to happen in our families? Amen. They need to be brought out of the world. Amen. The world is what's got a hold of them. The world is what's bringing them down. The world is what's destroying their souls. And He said, hey, I'll get a hold of them. He said, I'll bring them out of the world. Amen. He said, gather them out of Assyria. Now, you know what Assyria represents? Assyria represents that constant badgering, that constant working, that constant strife and the things that so easily beset us. That's what Assyria represents. Amen. Assyria was a wicked, wicked people. They was always out to never help nobody but to hurt people. Said they would go into places when they would invade. And they were constantly invading, constantly causing turmoil. That's the word. The Assyrians were constantly causing turmoil. Everywhere they went, everybody they touched, they would go into villages. When they would find women that were pregnant and they would rip their bellies open and allow them to bleed out while they seen that fetus on that baby on the ground. You say, preacher, that's too graphic. That's the truth. That's who they are. We're seeing in the day we live, amen, they's turmoil all over the world. harm and bitterness everywhere. But he said, I'll bring them out of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria. He said, I'll take the bitterness and the anguish away from them. He said, I'll bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and plague shall not be found for them. Because he said, I've got a special place. Amen. He said, I'll pass through the sea of affliction with affliction. Shall smite the waves in the sea and all the weeds. He said, he would. Amen. He didn't say they would. He's speaking, Lord Jesus Christ, and go through the tortures of this world, praise God, so that we might be saved. Praise His holy name. A faithful servant is what He is. He said, in the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down. See, there they are again, that bitterness. He said, in the scepter of Egypt, that world, the worldliness, shall depart away. And he says this, I'm talking about being established in peace now. And he said, I will strengthen them in the Lord. Where do you get your strength today? You get your strength in the Lord. That's the only place that you'll get strength that'll help you overcome the obstacles we'll face. Amen. That we will face in the world which we live right now. These obstacles everywhere that we look. But he said, I'll strengthen them in the Lord. And they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. He said, in other words, what he's saying, he said, the Lord's offering you peace today. But the peace ain't in anything that you can see, anything you can touch. Praise God, your peace that you'll have today is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The peace that we'll have is in His name. Amen. When we call upon Him, He'll hear us. Praise God. He's there. The trouble's everywhere, but there's a great shepherd that'll get us through our troubles. He'll deliver us, praise God. He'll instruct us. He'll show us His way. And He'll bring us out shouting and praying. He'll rescue His people. Amen. He'll rescue His people. He'll strengthen His people. He'll give us the power, praise God, to overcome the opposite. And take us from being a little old sheep to a mighty war horse. Amen. Can you imagine? Praise God, charging out with the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't have enough boldness to do that. You can if you've got Jesus in your heart. Amen. It'll come out on you. You can't help it. Amen. You get out there, praise the Lord, and you get to seeing somebody that needs some help, and all of a sudden, it'll come, you'll be looking around, where that come from? I tell you where it come from. It come from the throne of grace. God's grace is sufficient to meet every need. Amen. And He'll offer us peace. Peace. Not in ourselves, not in our name. But He said, we'll walk up and down. They shall. Didn't say might or they could. He said, they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, praise God, peace comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace comes through knowing Him and that free pardon of sin. Peace comes from having a faithful shepherd today. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a faithful shepherd? Amen. You got one. Amen. You got one. Whether you want it or not, you got a faithful shepherd in Jesus Christ, your Savior. But whether we're willing to follow Him and let Him be the shepherd of our souls, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd of our life, is up to you and I. Amen.